You're listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. I'm Alexis Kenyon. Tomorrow is World Migratory Bird Day, which means in honor of bird migration season, which is at its peak right now, Environment for the Americas will facilitate more than 700 events across the Western Hemisphere to celebrate and bring awareness to the millions of birds that are traveling across the globe. This year's local Boulder event will be held tomorrow at Walden Pond. Joining me to tell us more about the event and bird migration season is Dr. Susan Bonfield. Dr. Susan Bonfield, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me today.
So to start, tell us about the event tomorrow. What can people expect?
Oh, we're so excited to have this event tomorrow. And, you know, we've been hosting this event for a number of years now in Boulder. But what you can expect is a number of bird walks. So if you want to join us early, you can come at 7:30 a.m. and meet expert Steve Fry. He'll lead the first bird walk of the day. Mm. We'll follow that up with another bird walk with another expert, a local expert, Dave Sutherland, and he'll lead a bird walk as well at Walden Ponds. We'll also have a bilingual bird walk at 9:40, so English-Spanish. If you're interested in that, or if you speak Spanish, we welcome you to come to meet Jose Barrientos, who will be leading that bird walk. Also at 9 a.m., we'll open it up to education stations. We'll have a number of different organizations offering activities for you to participate in. And this is good for, you know, kids and adults. So we invite everyone to come. We'll also have live birds of prey so you can learn about them. Mm. And it'll just be a fun morning, and we'll wrap it up at about 1:15.
I have lived a lot of different places, and I think that I've seen more birds in Colorado and in this region than anywhere else. I don't know if that's a coincidence or what, but there are a lot of birds. And there are also a lot of protected habitats, a lot of them all over the place. Why does this area and why does Colorado have those protected habitats? And are there more birds in this area than, or am I just imagining things?
Well, I mean, I think there are a number of factors that could play into that. I don't know where you've lived, but it also, you know, I think just your awareness, of what's around you can change depending on where you live and, you know, how much you know about birds or, you know, what your consciousness is of your environment. Colorado has over 400 species of birds, and so there are a lot. I think we are especially fortunate here in Boulder to have a lot of open space that helps to protect birds. So we have a number of species, both resident and migratory. So you just might be noticing it more. You mentioned to me that you've been riding a bike, and mm-hmm. So maybe you're out more and you're noticing more birds than you did before.
What kind of birds should people look out for across the Front Range and then as they go up into the mountains?
Oh, there's so many great species. Tomorrow, you know, if you can join us at Walden Ponds, sometimes we have white pelicans that pass through the area. They stop at Walden Ponds because it provides an important place for them to stop and to rest and to refuel before they continue their migration. You're going to see a lot of red-winged blackbirds. It has a great marshy area, which red-winged blackbirds love to use. They nest in that area, so they'll stop and stay here and construct their nests, raise young. Yellow warblers are also a wonderful species to see by water, and you can see them from here up into the mountains. So some species you'll find here, and you know they'll also be at high elevations, but this is a beautiful little yellow bird that sings very loudly, actually amazingly, so we hope that we'll see that tomorrow as well.
So the theme of your bird migration event tomorrow is water. And I note that pollinators can be affected by pesticides, and there's been a lot of talk of that. Why is water the theme, and why is water important for birds?
Well, water is important for all human life and all life overall on our planet, right? And there are so many threats to migratory bird populations. It's difficult to choose one each year. But one thing that we do through World Migratory Bird Day is we choose an annual conservation theme. And I just want to explain that this is also coordinated globally. So Environment for the Americas runs the program in the Americas, which means that we have activities going on from Canada to Argentina and the Caribbean that we work with almost 1,000 organizations who help to coordinate those activities within their communities. But there are also events taking place all over the world, in Asia, Europe, Africa. So we're joined globally. One of the aspects of this conservation theme that we select is that we do this with our partners. So with the United Nations Environment Program and the Convention on Migratory Species, as well as the African Eurasian Waterbird Agreement and the East Asian Australasian Flyway Partnership. So this theme has to work for everyone. So every year we have a process. And this year water was selected because water is at risk. It's a little hard to think about that right now as it's raining in Boulder. And we've had considerable rain. But water is at issue. We know that there are considerable droughts in some places. Some parts of the country are in what's called a mega drought, which means they've been experiencing low water for a number of years. So just to the east of us, for example, Kansas, we had a program last week with one of the schools doing Migratory Bird Day. And they shared that the Cheyenne Bottoms, which is a critical stopover site for shorebirds, is actually dry. That causes great impacts to our migratory birds and to our resident and nesting species.
I mean, it seems like I wonder if is it just drought? I see birds, because you always see birds like swimming in the grossest waters. You know, you'll see ducks in a mud puddle, you know, or in water that looks really polluted and they seem fine. Is it fine?
That is such a good point, Alexis. Thanks for bringing that up. And no, it's not fine. There are other factors related to water that affect bird populations. It's not just lack of water, it's also water quality. And certainly water quality is impacted by a number of factors. One is chemicals. And another is plastics. So anything that we put into our water systems, you know, you think about the organisms that are feeding on that, or the organisms that are feeding on what's in the water. So, for example, birds like osprey who are feeding on the fish in the water, if those fish contain those contaminants, that goes up the food chain and it affects osprey as well.
I have noticed, as we were just talking about before the interview, that I've been biking to work because I got an e-bike, which is very fun. But I have started to notice the same birds in the same locations every day. And I'm wondering, why are these birds not migrating? Are they migrating? And why are they in the same area?
Good point. So some birds, who migrate actually stop here. So I think you were talking about the red-winged blackbird, which is this beautiful black bird with these brilliant red shoulders that the male has, these red feathers on it. They're called epaulets that are on its wings. They set up territories as they begin to nest and breed. And what that bird is doing when you see it and it's the same place is it's defending that territory. You might also hear it singing. So it's working to attract females so that it will have a female mate to nest with. So that's what you're seeing. Some birds will fly over, so they might not stay here, but a lot of them will stay here and nest and spend the summer with us and then head back to non-breeding grounds.
Why are you hosting this year's event at Walden Pond?
Oh, we love Walden Ponds. It's one of the premier birding sites in Boulder County. It has a diversity of habitats there, and with our theme being water, it also has a whole system of ponds that are so critical to some of the birds that pass through. So we see ducks, and like I mentioned before, the American white pelican uses that site, as well as shorebirds. And then, you know, there are the birds that depend on the habitats that are along the edges of water, so the cottonwoods that grow by water. That's a great place to teach about the importance of water to birds.
Well, is there anything that I missed or that you want to share about tomorrow's event or bird migration season?
No, it's just such a fun way to get in touch with your community and with the environment here. You know, even in Boulder, we have so many different habitats, from grassland to forest, pine forest to, again, Walden Ponds. And this is an opportunity for us to come together, for you to meet ornithologists and birders, get to use a spotting scope and binoculars. We'll have those available for participants. So we just want everyone to come out, get to know the birds that depend on the habitats here, teach a few ways that you can help to conserve birds, and then, you know, hopefully that carries through the year as well. It's not just a one-time message.
Dr. Susan Bonfield is the Director of Environment for the Americas. Dr. Susan Bonfield, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and I hope to see you tomorrow.